Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening or your weekend to listen to this preview edition of Football K-State. West Virginia is going to go down. I am recording this on Friday, so happy weekend to those of you. We're listening to this on Saturday, recording this on October 18th, Friday, 2024. That did not come out the way I wanted to, but we're going to roll with it anyways here. K-State football going down tomorrow night, 6:30 Central Time out there in West Virginia. And I was trying to look up the last time we played West Virginia. I thought we played them last year. I swear we did, but this was the last matchup here. As I got it anyways, I looked at the K-State history of matchups here on the website, and this was a couple of years ago, but I know we've added a lot of 18s in the last 2 years. I do know that, but I thought we played West Virginia last year. Turns out we didn't, but I do remember the last time we were in Morgantown, where I had the pleasure of going up to Morgantown, where I had the blessing and opportunity to go to Morgantown several years ago. As I reach back into the memory bank here for a minute on this podcast, the Wildcat 919 student radio station, shout out to you guys who continue, the students that are there now or in the past, have continued to evolve that radio station. Incredible stuff. Award-winning stuff at that. However, when I was there, had the opportunity to go make the long-ass drive me and the four of us to meet myself and three other folks, guys, to Morgantown to call the game up in Morgantown. And this was the year where this was the year Colin Klein, Ty Locke, and the company went to the Fiesta Bowl. I'm not sure, but we remember manhandling West Virginia there. And the last time K-State was there, football-wise, Chris Kleiman was they. Manhandled West Virginia in the highest scoring game, 48-31. That's the last time. Now, I thought we played them last year. Now, I don't, again, at the moment of this podcast, I don't recall seeing anything up here on my laptop about that. I'll have to go back through it again. Don't quote me on that. But this series between these two teams has been back and forth, some weird games, some high scoring affairs, some blowouts, some unpredictable losses. K-State needs to be careful here. In this instance, because yes, we're coming. This was the stretch that I was worried about. You know, you're going on the road. We just got done getting out of Boulder with a huge win. And I talked about earlier on this podcast, right? You're in the hornet's nest. The 2-1, all these 2-1 teams, you need to start separating yourselves from these teams and get yourself in position. K-State, you do control your own destiny. As far as. I might be stretching that out a little bit, but it's true. I mean, you got teams in front of you and behind you. You need to beat, right? You took care of Colorado. You needed to do that because everyone said Colorado had all its probability to get to Arlen, Texas. What happened? You beat them, right? You back at the wall. You came out and you made plays. You beat them, right? You already took care of Oklahoma State. You took care of those teams, right? Now, West Virginia, yeah, they're 3-3, but they're 2-1 in this conference. You need to win. You need to have this game. Okay? Three undefeated teams are in front of you, right? One of those teams you did not beat. Okay? So, bottom line for K-State, you do what you did, and again, these matches in West Virginia can be wonky, and I'm worried about this game. Why? Because you have one, it's on the road. Morgantown, weird-ass place to play. We all know that by now. Trickiest place to play. And these two head coaches, Neil Brown, West Virginia, Chris Kleiman, on the other side, we all know K-State Nation for this football team. We all know they linked forever because K-State football, Gene Taylor, the athletic director of K-State, was looking for a new coach. These two coaches were in the middle of it, along with another head coach, right? Seth Luttrell, right? I can't really ever remember that. I was on board with the whole Seth Luttrell thing. but Gene Taylor, we all know by now, this was the right hire. And, of course, Chris Kleiman has already got us a Big 12 championship. Looking to get back to Arlington. This is another hurdle. You need to pass. Get over to do that, right? So the last time we watched West Virginia, they didn't look so good.
And this was, again, this was way early in the season. But now, these games are weird. Because, so that's what I'm worried about there. Defense still giving up big plays. But at the end of the day, you have to make big plays to win big games. And K-State did that at Colorado. Avery Johnson, this is another test. Can you pass this test? We'll see what happens on Saturday night at 6:30. The last time we're in Morgantown, K-State beat West Virginia 48-31. And I believe this was behind Will Howard here as well. In the last 10 matchups here between these two teams, 5-5. And you got to go to the largest margin of victory. I believe this is actually it right here. 55-14. I think this was a game. This was the exact score that we were a part of. The Wildcat 910 is a part of. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, previewing West Virginia tomorrow night. Or when you listen to this tonight. So yeah, I believe this was the second. This was a score here, but and then we've seen our share of upsets, and we do know that for a fact. So yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, this is right. According to kstatesports.com. Yeah, 2022. Yeah, I thought we played this team last year. Yeah, goes to show. Yeah, I played this team 2 years ago. Wow. So yeah, this is. Yeah, so these teams know how to play close games, but at the same time, we've seen some lopsided scores here. So K-State comes in this match. They've won the last two meetings against West Virginia, 48-31 back in 2022, and then back in Manhattan in 2021, 34-17, right? So look, hey there's no gimmies in college football. We know that, and look, I expressed this on the podcast earlier this week. K-State football, you control your own destiny, right? All that, even the embarrassing loss against BYU, which I've talked about constantly on the road. You control your own destiny. And given what happens up at the front of the conference, we ain't talking about that. Whatever unfolds in the conference, you're not playing. You don't play Tech. You don't. Well, Utah's in a scrum. You don't play Tech. You don't play. You play Iowa State at the end of the year, which is looming. We all knew this. This was going to be huge. And I'm not trying to fast forward anything, but again, Iowa State matchup is looming larger and larger and larger as the season progresses, right? And we already know the whole BYU thing, right? So now, K-State, again, rely on your big weapons in the backfield. I know I've become a broken record, but Avery Johnson starts with him. DJ Gaines has been an absolute monster all year. I don't expect anything less from that. Dylan Edwards, you're going to get a big play here and there, and probably more likely another score from him. Whether that's in a special teams game, I thought, you know what? We're gonna go big bold. I'm gonna say Dylan Edwards gonna score a special team touchdown. Let's say, but either way, he's gonna hit the end zone at least one time, right? And the next man up mentality continues on the football side. Taquan Roberson steps up to the plate last week and delivered. He made big plays last week. So all the questions in the offseason about who's going to be the backup. There's no experience behind it. Really, going into the year, there's really no experience. But when you add somebody like a Taquan Robinson, who started, had his quality starts in UConn, right? He stepped in when Avery Johnson went down in that. I did not watch any of the game last week because it was late and I had to get up for a huge, huge marathon last weekend, right? So, reading and watching highlights, watching press conferences, and all that, you step up to you making a huge difference and making a play. Chase Brown becoming big time play, Chase Brown, right? since the second half of last year, continuing to make big plays. And really, no disrespect to Keegan Johnson, all that, but Chase Brown is becoming the wide receiver one. Let's just make that loud and clear what it is right now. Big play, Chase Brown, right? You heard it here first on the spot. We're going to call him that from here on out, right? But, yeah, in the defense, yes, they give up big plays. We've seen it time and time again. But when big plays, big stops are had-to-had, Joe Klaneman, defensive coordinator for K-State, his team makes big plays. Makes a stop, gets stops, and then allows Avery Johnson to make plays and eventually get in the end zone. So look, you're going to have to do the same thing here. Slow down West Virginia. Allow Avery Johnson, your big three, Johnson, Edwards, Giddens, or say Giddens, Edwards, allow them to make plays. And then in the passing game, you're going to probably get a couple of big plays through the air. We've seen, this is K-State's motto, right? Eat up teams on the ground, wear them out. And then defense, Brennan Mott, Desmond Brunell, and whoever starts in the secondary, because I haven't taken a look at the injury report. I did hear we lost Siegel last week. We lost Parrish last week. Parrish, I believe, had a concussion, unfortunately, there. So hopefully, K-State, this 7, we have the advantage 7-6 or something like that. I just said it. 5-5 in the last 10 matchups here. You have a 2-game losing streak here. So, winning streak. Did I say losing streak? Winning streak? Whatever. 2-game winning streak. So, I believe to win this game again, you're going to have to do the same things. And maybe, defensively, you have the running game. I have to take the running game out of the equation for West Virginia. So, I look for, again, the same thing. This is the motto. K-State. This is old-fashioned bread and butter. Bring your lunch pail. Again, K-State Wildcats. Do what you got to do. And then you hope to come out of the side with a win. You need it. Again, this is one of these matchups where you have to have this game. You just have to have it. So the loss in the first half of the season kind of put you in a bind. You can't have any more losses, especially that Hornets nest. We have, 5-6 teams that are, 2-1 in the conference right now? And you already took care of one of them. So can you convert the other one? That's the quick big question going into tomorrow night's game. 6:30, I believe it's ESPN. I'm not sure. Let me go back and check that here real quick here. No, it doesn't. The article I have up here right now doesn't say. But definitely double check. I know it'll be on the radio. Stan, Wyatt, Stan. They're going to call this game. Double check your web ESPN and whatnot. See where it's on. ESPN has been having majority of the K-State game. So I want to put it past that ESPN will have this one again. For sure. So definitely make sure. Or Fox, FS1 had at least one K-State game. But ESPN this year has covered K-State a lot. So I wouldn't put it past. They'll have this game again. For sure. So definitely K-State's in position to get to Texas. But in order to do that, another hurdle stands in your way. In the fact of Neil Brown and the West Virginia Mountaineers. Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You can get it. Wherever podcasts are found, Freena Bello Daily, or when I have a chance to record K-State content, folks, we got plenty of it. Once again, coming up this weekend. So if you're a K-State fan, alumni, or a student, definitely make sure you like and subscribe to this podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that's football, women's volleyball, coming soon, men's women's basketball, men's women's golf, has been playing here in the last few weeks as well. So definitely this unique podcast, make sure you go check it out wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Right now, that's going to put a pin on this preview edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Again, don't forget our bonus content over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Alex Aiden out over there at San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pro Project Podcast. K-State will look to keep the train rolling against West Virginia. We'll see what happens tonight when you listen to this, when it goes out later on tonight, when we listen to this Saturday night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all here continuing on this weekend. Go Cats.